AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After the collapse of two banks, sources tell the AP some big banks are working out a rescue plan for San Francisco's First Republic Bank. The AP's Ken Sweet reports J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs are part of a group of banks pulling together the package.
According to experts and sources, Wall Street is looking to stop any more banks from failing, fearing that a domino-like effect might happen in the financial system.
First Republic serves a similar clientele as Silicon Valley Bank, which failed Friday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tried to reassure members of the Senate Finance Committee.
Our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
Critics are calling the decision to protect uninsured money at collapsed banks a bailout. Video was released by the Pentagon showing what it says is a Russian fighter jet dumping fuel on an Air Force surveillance drone before the warplane clipped the drone's propeller in international airspace. John Kirby at the National Security Council points out Russia is claiming it's restricted airspace.
They can announce whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. In terms of restrictions, we aren't observing them. They're not legal.
Russia says its fighter didn't strike the drone and claimed the unmanned aerial vehicle went down after making a sharp maneuver. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a number of improvements in access to mental health care to reduce suicides in the military, but held off on endorsing recommendations to restrict gun and ammunition bought by young troops. Forecasters say record snowfall and rain have helped loosen drought's grip on parts of the West. Virginia is the first upset victim at the NCAA men's college basketball tournament. They lost to Furman. This is AP News. Thousands of school workers in Los Angeles will hold a three-day strike next week.
They had it right when they said that during the pandemic, they were the heroes, and now they're zeros.
Teacher Holly Amos telling KABC members of the Los Angeles Unified School District are frustrated by stalled contract talks.
We're asking for a raise for our paychecks. We're asking for a raise for lunch workers, SEIU 99. We're asking for smaller class sizes. Repairs on buildings, school programs, better care for our students.
Union leaders announced workers will go on strike for 3 days next week, starting Tuesday. The school superintendent said he was prepared to meet, quote, day and night to prevent that work stoppage. I'm Shelley Adler.
Bad news for the New York Mets. Closer Edward Diaz is expected to miss the entire season after hurting his right knee, celebrating a victory in the World Baseball Classic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.